Welcome to the More Cheese Please podcast, where there will be no shortage of cheesy one-liners, a healthy dose of positivity hacks to keep you cheesing, and real-life chatter and ambitious adventure from two 20-something best friends navigating the ups and downs and everything in between. Get cozy, grab a slice, and let's jump into today's episode with your hosts, Jamie Vincenzi and Angela Howard.
I start it the same fucking way every single time. I can't help it.
I know.
You do too.
Do I?
No.
What do I do?
No, you don't. I just do.
Hello.
That's me. No, that's you. I just go like Titanic style every time. Yep. There you go.
Why I'm whispering.
Because it feels weird having headphones around your neck with a microphone in your face.
In your face.
People, we are together right now recording this one.
We are facing each other.
We are actually facing
one
another.
We're touching hands.
We're
touching hands.
We are.
And Irie's right here.
Yep, my dog is running amok. She's really not. She's just doing her thing.
She's just chilling.
Yep. She's happy to have girl time. Hi, Irie. She's so cute.
She is.
So... by the time this episode comes out, because we just suck, it's gonna be, it will be past Thanksgiving, but you can use this episode to help you prep for, you know, all
Christmas.
Things, all festivities related to Christmas and whatever holiday that you celebrate, because this can be a joyous time of year and also some of the most stressful times.
Super stress.
So we just want to jam out on, you know, all things we love about the holidays and some tips and tricks for maybe setting boundaries and dealing with some of the not so joyous things around the holidays.
Because there are some.
There definitely are some, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But let us, being the More Cheese Please podcast, why don't we start on a positive note and talk about all the things we love about the holidays.
Oh, there's so many things we love.
Oh my gosh, I'm a Christmas freak.
I am a Christmas freak too. But I really love Thanksgiving.
I knew that about you. That's your favorite.
I love Thanksgiving.
What do you love about Thanksgiving?
I love, well, first of all, food. Let's be real. There's so much food, and I love so much food.
Wait, don't skip ahead. Tell us, what are like some of the traditional things that you look forward to for food?
So Jay, my stepdad Jay, always makes like a homemade sausage stuffing.
Ooh.
Oh my god, it's to die for. It's so good. And what else do I really love?
Just stuffing. You just have a full plate.
I just love stuffing, really. Like butternut squash.
Yes.
Or like roasted sweet potato casserole.
Yeah, is it with the marshmallows? Is it that
yep.
one? Yeah, sure. Buddy.
Or with like the candied pecans.
I have not had that.
Yum.
Yes.
And another one of my favorites. This could be like number two or number three. Green bean cast.
That's my favorite.
GBC, as we call it.
That is my favorite with those fried onions.
Oh, and as we can tell, I really love the food.
There's drool coming out of Jamie's mouth.
There is. I'm going to wipe it. Iris just licked it off my face. And my aunt makes cornbread that is way better than anyone else's.
You know what's
cornbread.
So funny is Jess was just at like my last family Sunday dinner. Jess is Jamie's cousin and she is my sister's girlfriend.
Amazing.
I know, it's the best thing ever. We're gonna have them on the podcast one day. But she was over and she was literally saying that same thing. She was like, my mom's friggin' cornbread is the best. And she said that your mom makes the best corn chowder recipe ever.
I just made it this past weekend.
Yep, that's what she was saying
the
too.
Best.
Yes. Food.
Yep. So include the corn chowder, include the cornbread, include
is there corn chowder?
My mom will make a corn chowder. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is it always the same? Like, do you go to the same house, do the same thing?
Pretty much. Yeah. So it's going to be a little bit different this year. So usually Matt and I go to his cousin's house and do, we go there like kind of early, which is really nice. And it's not huge. It's like a small-ish
gathering,
like 15 people. It's nice. And we do apps and dinner there. And then usually we'll head over to Nani's house, my aunt's house, And they're, by the time we get there, usually they're finishing up dinner because the Russells just do everything late. And so, yeah, if they want to eat at 2, they'll be eating at 4. So usually we get there when they're finishing dinner, and then we like have a little bit of food there and dessert and watch football. But this year, my mom, just because of some stuff going on with my stepdad, nothing major, just, you know,
things.
We're just not going to be up for doing like the whole big shebang this year. He needs to rest. So we're going to go to Matt's cousin's house for apps, and then we're going to go to my mom's house. She's doing like a little Thanksgiving at her house, and just,
that's kind of nice though.
I'm like really, I'm
looking forward gonna to like it.
Miss all of my family,
right? But
I'm just like, sometimes it's overwhelming, like making the rounds. It's not like, it would be one thing if we were just going there and staying and being done, but like every holiday, and we can get into this later on, but every bit major holiday, mostly Thanksgiving and Christmas, like Matt and I run around everywhere, mm-hmm. and it can be so stressful to try to see everyone, and you don't want to disappoint people and like make them upset that you don't see them. But Christmas in particular can be so, so stressful because there's so many people to see, and it's one day.
Yeah, it absolutely, it strips the joy from it.
It does.
And I've said this to Josh, and my family knows this too, because I've been very open with them about it. But I have said, and I am going to stick to it, but when I have a child,
yep,
I'm not doing it. I'm not doing the game. Doing it. Either we're all getting together at one place, or you can come to me, because the memories that I have as a child, I was lucky enough that that's what my parents did.
Yep. Right? We were home.
We were opening gifts. I was just with my family, and then family would come by later for dinner, for dessert, whatever. Christmas Eve was our crazy night.
Yeah, us too.
Which, that's okay. Like, I'm fine keeping that, but on Christmas Day, I'm not down to do that. Like, I am not doing
zero stress.
Absolutely. Because Josh and I go through the same thing where it's like, you have 15 different places to go. And again, it's mostly to please other people.
Right.
You know, it's
like, who's going to be upset if we don't make it?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And you're just walking on eggshells. And that's something like, for as much as I like love Christmas, that is the one thing that I definitely have to work hard at, like, preparing myself for, you know, so that it doesn't ruin my whole fucking day.
Yeah, because it can.
Mm-hmm. Easily.
We've said this, Matt and I have said the same thing too. Once there's babies and kids in the picture, things will be
different. Yeah.
I want my kid to be able to like chill in their Christmas PJs and play with the gifts that they get or whatever, and just have it be like no stress.
Because, you know, for me, like, I'm really, it's all about the energy. And if mom and dad are stressed, your kids pick, you know what I mean? I just don't want that vibe. So things will change for sure for us.
But until then, we
make it work.
The damn thing.
Yep. Same.
So yeah, that's our plan. I'm actually really, really looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to a couple of days off. I'm exhausted. I need a second.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I just like need a minute. So Matt has a couple of days off, and I have a couple of days off, and
that is the best.
It's going to be nice. I'm really looking forward to it.
I know.
So tell me your favorite foods and your routine
for Thanksgiving.
Yes.
So definitely with the fucking green bean casserole, GBC. Which I make it. That's my thing that I make. My dad lets me make that because it's the easiest thing. My dad is the, he's like, and you can take
shouldn't that tell you something?
A couple of cans in the thing. It's not that like, I'm a good cook, but my dad is the chef. Like, he's the king of the kitchen.
Right.
So he just, like, even if you feel like you're being helpful, he'd rather you step out. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you're in my way
when he's doing it. So he, and oh my gosh, he is honestly the best friggin' cook. And he'll, like, the turkey that he makes, like, our Thanksgivings have gotten smaller and smaller. So now it's really just like, as my cousins and stuff have had their own families and whatever. So now it's really just like my parents and Josh and I and Mary and Jess, most likely, maybe if she's coming over, I don't know. So very small, but my dad will make like a fucking 24-pound butterball turkey, and we bird. Oh my gosh, like the biggest.
It's basically an eagle.
Yes, and that always it's like the most. Mm. And this is the only time where the word moist just perfectly. Ooh. Most moist. Oh, it's so good.
So moist.
Stuffing is my jam. I would say stuffing and the green bean casserole. Definitely either butternut squash or sweet potato, whatever I'm like really feeling that day. But that's
we're like exactly the same then.
Yep.
Josh's. I don't think I knew that he. Okay, I like to put gravy on my cranberry sauce.
Ooh, I could do that.
Give that a whirl.
I will. He'll probably love it. He might already do it. Sweet. Everybody in my family knows I do this with everything, even Christmas meal or Thanksgiving meal. But we always make homemade bread too.
Ooh.
And I always make a friggin' like sandwich with my meal. Oh, come on. It's the best way to deliver it. It's the vehicle. Yeah. It's a choice.
But for the meal, like for your Thanksgiving.
Yes. I won't make a full sandwich. Like everybody else will have their piece of bread separately. I'm stacking my piece of bread with like a slice of turkey and some stuffing and some whatever. And that's how I'm scooping what's on my plate.
All right. I like that the next day with leftovers.
We do that too. Yeah.
All right.
But I'll make like a full sandwich. Homemade bread.
That's real.
Beer bread too.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
So good.
I want a bread maker.
Yeah. Mm. You don't even need one. If you get a loaf, my mom has a bread maker, but now she just does it right in the oven in a loaf.
Really? Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
It's not even, it's all good.
My mom had a bread maker when we were kids. I remember it sitting on the counter. Oh, it smells so good.
Yep, I know. It really does. It's a nice scent. There's another joyous thing. The scents of the holidays and the flavors of the holidays.
Yeah.
Like peppermint mocha type things and peppermint. I just love it.
Yeah, and the mistletoe Yankee candle. Wow.
I have Christmas spirit essential oil going. Can you smell it at all?
No, I can't.
Okay. It's like a little like pine-ish.
Is it?
Yeah. I maybe didn't put enough drops in there.
We need more drops.
Yeah, need more drops.
Pour it in.
What else was I getting into? That's my Thanksgiving roundup. We keep it pretty chill. We go to Josh's family. So we have to do that whole deal too.
So what time do you guys do dinner usually?
Like around 2.
2.
Yep.
I feel like that's the average.
Yeah, I think so too. Yep. Hmm. And the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Oh,
I watched that.
Oh, yeah, that's fun.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Those are like the things that, those little traditions that I can't wait to like share when we do have a child too.
Yes.
You know, like the parade and all. Oh my gosh, I just love it. So, Thanksgiving.
I always forget about the Macy's Day Parade.
Right?
Like all of a sudden I'll go to put the TV on. I'm like, whoa, there's
a giant turkey. Yeah, right. Charlie, what's Snoopy doing out?
How are you doing, Snoop?
Snoop. And now they have like fucking SpongeBob and like just the most random shit.
Old Patrick waddling down the road.
It's the best. Oh, I do love that. I love it.
Now, there's a Christmas one too, right?
Yeah. Yep. I think so. Isn't it the same dealio? Macy's Christmas Day.
Macy's
I don't know. Maybe. I think.
Oh.
And then they have Santa coming on down that one. I think it is Macy's.
We might have to research this.
Yeah. Don't quote. Don't quote us on that one.
But there are two parades.
Definitely. There definitely is. Mm. And I love both.
Yeah, I do too.
All right. Let's scoot into Christmas.
Let's scoot on in.
Because we're just rounded. Thanksgiving is technically already passed by the time you listen to this.
I hope
you enjoyed it, right? Take a moment and just reflect on what you were grateful for that day since it's already gone.
You might be like mouth vomiting at the thought of turkey now that we've been talking about it and you've had it for 5 days straight. So sorry.
You're welcome for that.
Like our bad.
Actually, by the time of this, I probably still have gas from that meal right now.
True.
Yes, is dropping.
Take it easy on the Brussels sprouts.
Or just turkey. Turkey does it to me. What? Turkey makes me wicked gassy.
That's a weird.
It does.
Item to.
Okay. It does. It does. Gas producer.
I think there's more things that make you gassy than don't. So.
Yeah. True story.
Most things do.
I just drop a couple Beanos before
food
everything.
In general.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I think I'm allergic or sensitive to everything on the planet. Like, just, I can't eat. I can't eat solid
Sorry.
Foods. Just
put a tube in.
Right.
I'm allergic to that too.
I almost just called it a JPEG, but that is picture file.
Yeah.
Tell me again what it is. You don't know either.
Now you have me confused.
Now that I have you JPEGing, forget it. But it's something.
There is a J.
There is a J and a peg somewhere, J-tube, but two peg, separate peg. J-tube and peg tube, maybe. Know. Whatever. Okay, anyway. So Christmas is the best holiday on the planet.
Christmas is great.
Oh my gosh, I love it so much. I love the Christmas movies. I've already started watching them.
I like Christmas music better than Christmas movies. Mm. I've never been a real big Christmas movie guy.
Do you have one favorite?
Oh my God, yeah.
What's your favorite?
I have a couple favorites.
Movie? Oh, movie?
Yeah, movie. That's why I was asking.
The Grinch. Yeah, the Grinch.
The new one, Jim Carrey one.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I love that one. I watched that last night before bed.
The Grinch gets me.
Mm-hmm. Yep. There's so many. The Santa Claus. Oh my God. I love all of it.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't really watch a ton of Christmas movies now.
The thing is, though, Jamie, you don't watch movies in general. So it's just already a lost cause.
I've watched the movies. I just.
Exactly. You're not a movie guy. Okay, so my favorite ever Christmas album, Michael Bublé's Christmas album, is the shit.
I do like
it. Is such a good one. Come on,
good Christmas tunes.
It's really that's like.
But top, you know, of the list. Problem with that is
what?
When we play Christmas music at work, it's 98% Michael Bublé.
Oh, so you're just over.
So all I think about is work.
Do you have a favorite Christmas song then?
I have a couple of favorite Christmas. People who sing Christmas songs.
Okay.
Number one, Dean Martin. Oh, hands down. Yes. Done.
Baby, it's cold outside.
All of those. I just go ham in the kitchen.
Just straight up. Oh, that's my favorite, is putting it on in the house.
Yep.
And cooking dinner to it. Yep. And just having it. Oh, yes.
So much fun. I love Elvis.
Yes.
Christmas music. And these are like my mom's.
Exactly. And my Nana.
Decorating the tree to those tunes. Mm-hmm. Blue Christmas, the one that Elvis sings.
Yep. Oh, good. Do you still decorate your mom's tree?
No, she usually does it. She's mom in the tree. She is.
She's anal.
Oh, my God. I'm not sure how she ever let us decorate the tree. Because
it must have been painful for her.
Holy shit. She is. So now she gets a real tree. And the tree has to be the most perfect plump. Like, if there's one pine needle out of order.
Getting snipped. It's getting amputated.
So she gets this perfectly plump tree. Not too tall, because she wants it. Just the height so she can decorate it.
Oh my goodness.
And when she puts the lights in, which I'm the same way, but she is the most anal light putter on her that you've ever met in your life.
In your light.
Super festive. Right. I swear she wraps them around every pine needle.
Oh my God.
I mean, it looks beautiful.
I would love to watch her, just be a fly on the wall while she's doing
it's
it.
Very stressful.
Yeah, see? Don't do that.
Needles everywhere, swears everywhere.
See, my tree is just, and we still help my parents decorate the tree because it's all still ornaments that my sister and I made when we were little. So every year we find them and we crack up at the homemade things because they're just ridiculous and hilarious. Yeah. There's this one little angel that I made when I was I don't know, six. And so it's a just piece of that thick manila paper that you would use in preschool. And then my face, a cutout of my face on the angel. And then in a heart, I wrote JEAC with a little Spanish, what is that thing called? The little line above the C.
Yep.
And an E. So it says Jeez. And I think it's a combination of Jesus and peace. And it's just the funniest freaking thing ever. All of our little homemade ornaments are just hilarious like that. I will take a picture and send it to you.
Asterisk thing. What's that all about?
That was so fancy. Oh, it's so funny.
I need to see that.
Oh my God.
I hope you can put that. Oh no, it'll be too early. I was going to say put it on the artwork for the podcast.
I will add it to it.
I hope.
My mom's usually a pretty early bird at getting all the shit down for Christmas, so I can probably get to it before then. Oh, it's so funny. That's the best part. So then we, it's so much cheese. Anyway. We just so we just reminisce about all that shit and make fun of each other. Like, it's just a big roast fest on all the ornaments and stuff.
Yeah, that's good.
And then my tree, because I love that, is very similar. Like, it's more, I mean, we don't have any homemade ornaments on there, but it's like not, you know, how some people decorate the trees with like friggin' like really nice ornaments and it's all fancy. Yeah. Like, I like ones that are cutesy Christmas ones, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm all about aesthetic, but not when it comes to the tree.
Not,
I just
want cozy, cute.
And colored lights. Yeah. I don't like white lights. I like it to be fun and colored lights.
So we have, my mom has most of our homemade ornaments, but she gave me some of them, like when Matt and I got the house. And yeah, so we have a bunch of my homemade ornaments, which is fun. And when we first, like our first year in the house, when we were setting up a Christmas tree, I was like, we're having a Christmas tree with white lights and it will be beautiful. And Matt was like, no,
not happening.
Colored lights. And that's final. So the first year, the first tree we had was white lights, and I got my way and decorated the tree. And then the next year we got, what happened? I got like, my mom gave me a huge box of colored lights. She's like, oh, here, I'll never use these. Do you want some colored lights? And I was like, ugh, if I bring these home, Matt's going to insist that we use colored lights. Mm. So I brought them home, and of course he insisted we do colored lights. I'm like, whatever, I'll do it 1 year to please him. And I put them on, set it up, and it was like instant nostalgia, and it made me so happy.
That's what I'm saying. I just put the tree on, and I sit in the living room with just the tree on. It's the best.
So happy.
I know. See, you can't. I'm so glad that your team colored lights. I wasn't sure where this story was going, so I'm really happy.
Yep. So yeah.
1 year we had the, which they broke, so now we just have standard ones, but we had the colored lights that would like dim and change, and it was so relaxing, and like, yeah, it was so nice. It was really, really, really nice. It would just like get brighter and then less and like change. Oh, it would, I love it. Loved it. And then they died on us. But the other thing we do is, because we have like in my house, it's like open cathedral ceiling and we have like beams or whatever. And so what we do, and what we did last year, and I'm just obsessed with it, is, you know, those things that are supposed to go on the outside that like throw like little green and red specks on your house.
Yes.
We set it up there. Actually, it's still up there from last year. You see it? And so it covers the whole ceiling in little like green and red stars. And it's the best ever. You feel like a little kid, man. Yeah. It is really awesome. So like we have a little remote that's connected to it. So we'll keep it on and we'll go to bed with the little Christmas stars on the ceiling. And then it's the best.
Oh, what a great idea.
I know. We really make it so cute in here. Josh did it. Yep. He's just... I just absolutely love it. He's not like as obsessed with Christmas as I am, but he just, you know, humors me. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So yeah, all those things. And then, so what are your traditions for the eve?
Oh, so this gets stressful. Christmas, I try so hard every year to not be stressed about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty successful, but it can get stressful. Christmas Eve is kind of a bag of tricks. We never really know what we're going to do until the day of. Sometimes the past couple of years we've had some of our family at our house. Sometimes we don't. I don't really know.
Yeah.
Christmas Eve, we kind of just wing it. And then, but our house is too, it really is too small to entertain. So I, as much as I love having everybody over, it's kind of
too much. Right.
There's nowhere to sit. It's too crowded. So I don't really know what we'll do this year. I like kind of like the idea of going somewhere with everybody and going and like getting dinner somewhere.
That's nice.
Yeah. So I don't know. We'll see what happens that night. And then Christmas, we get up and first thing we go to Matt's mom's house and do Christmas with her and Matt's brother. And I hope the baby's there this year. And that's nice. We spent, you know, have Kelly makes breakfast and we just chill and open presents. And then usually like early afternoon, usually like noon, 1 o'clock, we go to my mom's house, usually around noon. We go to my mom's house, and Allie's there, and Jay's kids are there, and my mom and Jay, and it's just, like, such a shit show. Yep. It's so amazing.
That's the best.
Just, like, my mom always goes overboard. She cannot help it. And Matt, every year, he's like, you don't even, like, what is this? It's just crazy.
That's her love language, is gift-giving.
Oh, my God, she loves it. Mm-hmm. And I'm the same way. Yeah. I love to...
A surprise and to just make people happy.
I love to watch everybody open gifts.
Yep, yep, I agree.
So, you know, there's a bunch of us kids. There's me, myself, and Allie, and Matt, of course. And then Jay's three kids, Erin, John, and Matt. And, you know, they all have girlfriends or boyfriends.
Right, that come.
Others or whatever. So there's a lot of people, and then we get things for Jay and my mom. So there's a shitload of gifts under the tree.
Right.
There's just a lot of stuff. And it's all mixed up, so somebody goes around and hands them all out.
Yep. These
massive piles. And, like, let me just preface all of this by saying it's not about the gifts, and none of us make it about the gifts.
Right, right.
It's not. It's just I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just fun. So the part that gets Matt. So he laughs every year because when Allie and I were growing up, I would open one and then Allie would open one and I would open one and then Allie would go.
Yep.
And my mom, like, you don't open a gift at the same time as somebody else in my house.
So it takes 16 hours.
It takes so long for all these people to go one by one.
Because everybody's watching that one person open that gift and then, oh my goodness, you guys are ridiculous.
It takes, Matt is like, can we... This is long.
Right. Can we, like, split up in teams?
Yeah. Can we just do two at once?
This side of the room, open your gifts.
Nope. Because he didn't do that as a kid. You know, he and his brother just went through it like boys do. And nope. Allie and I just one by one look at it.
Right.
Talk about it. Like, have to have a conversation about it.
Okay, dialogue over it. Right.
So it's a long. It's a long time, but so I funny. Love, it's like my mom's got food and usually she gets like trays from Mamma Mia's or bakes cookies.
Yep.
And it's just the best. It's so much fun.
Literally, like, I can just see her in her element
in
there.
She is in all her glory.
Yeah.
She loves it. And I am the same way. It's amazing.
Yeah. TRB.
She loves it so much.
How is Jay? Does he love the holiday?
No, he's kind of the same as Matt.
Yeah.
Just kind of like, all right, we've been sitting here for 6 hours. Right, so what do you hell? Think? Can we just not do
right,
the same
exactly.
Work?
I'm going to take a nap.
Come someone put football on, please. And then usually, like, my mom and Jay and Allie will go to one of my aunt or uncle's houses. They'll have people there.
Yep.
But then Matt and I have to usually go visit my dad and then visit his dad. It's like, we usually don't get home until 9 o'clock at night.
Exactly.
And then we do our Christmas together.
Right.
It's a long ass day,
yeah.
But it's wonderful.
That is hectic.
Mm-hmm.
Hectic. Joyfully someday, hectic.
It's wonderfully hectic.
Yes.
I love it all,
mm-hmm.
But it's hectic.
It is a little cry cry.
So what does your day look like?
So on Christmas Eve, it used to be, we had this tradition when I was growing up where we would go to my aunt's house and it would just be like this big Christmas Eve extravaganza.
Bonanza.
And my aunt would actually have a Santa Claus that would come to give out gifts to all the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the best thing ever. And every year she would get these teddy bears that were dressed up in Christmas stuff. And on the foot, it said the date of the year of whatever it was for Christmas. And all the kids got to pick which bear they want. She had them hanging up all around the porch.
Aww.
And it was like the best Christmas Eve like tradition ever. And we would also go to my dad's sister's house, my other aunt. But then my aunt that had like the big Christmas Eve thing, she started going to Florida for the winter.
Yeah.
And was at first coming home and coming back for it, but like people started like not showing up as they would have their own families, and so it just became like she felt like she was putting in all this effort and nobody was really like appreciating it. So unfortunately, which I'm like so fucking bummed about, because I always dreamt like that my someday child would get to experience the same tradition. Yeah.
Right.
So now it's over. So now my other aunt, we were heading to her house, and then it's always different now. So last year we went to my parents' house, which I think we're going to do again, which is great. And everybody just comes there, my cousins and like my mom's side of the family. And we do a Secret Santa.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. Or a Yankee swap. Sorry. Mm-hmm. And that's been really fun. So we're going to keep that tradition, I think, this year and do it at my mom's house. And then on Christmas Day, oh, and we go to Josh's aunt and uncle's too. Mm-hmm. So it's a little crazy Christmas Eve. And then on Christmas Day, we go to, it's going to be different again this year because Josh has two younger brothers and one of them is now in the Air Force and one of them is in college. So he's coming home for Christmas, but what we usually do is go to his parents' house early in the morning, like you do with Matt. And like we would watch the boys open their gifts because they were so much younger than us. And so we kind of keep that tradition. We'll go there in the morning and then my parents' house around like early afternoon, 2 o'clock, something like that. And my dad makes prime rib and Lazyman lobster every year. That's our Christmas dinner and it's the best. And he makes popovers and like. Oh yeah, he goes, he is master chef. And it's so like once we get, I mean, I'm biased, of course. Like, of course I just love being like with my family and our traditions, which is like, you know, try to prioritize everyone, but that brings me massive joy. And so we have like our little thing when we open the gifts and everything. And it's like, it's so like, we always like, my mom always has the stockings and in everyone's stocking, she always gives someone a movie. And so we watch one of the movies together, whatever one we get on that day. And yeah,
that's cute.
And like, usually, we'll get like some type of pajama. And so we'll put like our Christmas pajamas on to do the gifts. And it's just so it's great.
So festive and so fun.
It really is. I love it so much. Oh, I can't wait. I just love it. But it's wonderfully so hectic. Yep.
Just trying to please everybody.
Yeah, it's trying to make the rounds with everyone and then feel like you're not rushed, but feel like you're making it where you need to go. And yeah, it can be
really. You don't want to rush through anybody's time, but you don't have a lot of it. Mm-hmm. So it's really stressful.
And that can lead us into that conversation about like, so for a while, like early on in Josh and I's relationship, because again, we've been together since we were 15 years old. So we've been doing this whole dance with the back and forth for a long time. And early on in our relationship, we used to just split up on the holidays, mm-hmm. which sucked for us because of course we wanted to be together, but it was like
less stressful
because he would go and do his thing and I would do my thing. And so one of the things, obviously, like we were just talking about, is when we have a child, things are going to be different. But even before then, we've just like set up boundaries. You know, like we're only two people. We cannot do it all. And we do the best that we can. And we try to plan it early on. Like, what time are you guys thinking you're going to do lunch? We have this going on. So let's try to figure out what's going to work best so that everybody is hopefully like somewhat happy with the result of what happens. And you just can't, at the end of the day, like you cannot please everyone. No. And so the priority is always going to be like, I just want to follow what feels good as best I can and not let the drama, because I feel like some people literally live for that too. Like they're living for causing the chaos.
Yep. Exactly.
Or like throwing a wrench in your plans and making it feel like really bad for someone else. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Yep.
And sometimes when you anticipate the chaos, I don't know, it can go both ways. If you prepare yourself for that chaos that you know is going to come, maybe you're not so upset about it when it happens. But also preparing for chaos is stressful in itself.
Yeah, exactly.
So
it's like the line between like having an expectation for what's going to happen and then fucking yourself by doing that. And like also just prepping. Being
realistic.
Yeah. Being realistic and prepping yourself for what you know is going to unfold.
Go down.
And that's a good point, is like, I think what's really great is just knowing, just having the idea of what is to come. And having just like a mental conversation with yourself and getting yourself in check the morning of, like, again, gratitude, super powerful. And like all, like, it's amazing that you have all this family mm-hmm. get to go and visit, because people are alone on these right. holidays and don't get to, they would really kill to have the chaos that you have to visit all of these loving family members, you know, yeah. just having a reality check with yourself. And just, I don't know, like, if you meditate or if you can do a little practice in the morning before you go somewhere to just put yourself in a positive vibe so that you're just setting yourself up for a smoother day.
Mm-hmm. Start the day off at the top.
Yes, exactly. And then whatever comes, man, just like, okay, this is right. cool. I'm still alive.
I know. It's hard because usually, like I said, in the morning we go to Kelly's house, Matt's mom, and she does, you know, we do gifts, breakfast and gifts, and like then I'm enjoying myself there, and I'm also thinking, well, you know, like my mom's kind of doing, you know, everybody else is getting to my mom's house at noon or 1 o'clock, and like we're still opening stockings at Kelly's house, and I hate to try to rush through it because I, like, me of all people I don't want to rush through it because yeah. I enjoy it so much.
Yep.
But so you're feeling the stress of, you don't want to rush, but you're also feeling the stress of, shit, I'm going to be late to the next place.
Yep.
And it's like all day long, that's what you're thinking everywhere you go.
And you know what? I'm guilty of doing this 100%, is like, I've played the blame game in the past of like, this person's doing this on purpose to me right now. Like, they're taking their fucking time so that I'm going to be late to where I need to go,
right.
knowing that we have another place to go.
Yep.
And it's almost like, are you doing this like in a selfish kind of vindictive way? Like, it, you know,
yeah.
And I've definitely gotten in that mood before. Mm-hmm. And then Josh and I will get in the car to where we have to go next. Right. I'll be like, what the fuck? Now we're an hour late to yeah. dinner when we had a plan of like whatever. And so you just can't. You just can't. You have to do the best you can to like detach from everything's going to work out perfectly.
Right. And because everybody's time is like if someone were coming to my house, I guess I would be doing the same thing. Like if someone were coming to my house for Christmas, I'd be thinking like, this is the best part of Christmas that you're going to have.
Right.
Does everybody think that?
Yeah.
Like everybody wants to have, if they're entertaining people, they want theirs to be
the highlight of
the highlight. Christmas. Of course. That's, yep. Of course you would. Why wouldn't you? So I don't know.
I think if you have a bomb ass family, like we do in our immediate families, you and I are always going to favor or prioritize or desire to be with our immediate family because we've had such great experiences and traditions.
Right.
That might not be the same for somebody else that's like, no, I'd rather be chilling at my in-laws because my family fucking sucks. But
we'd rather just have a quiet morning at home.
Exactly. Like, right. And like, who knows? I don't know how Matt feels or how Josh feels, but like, they may feel the same way that we do about
right.
their family, about our family, right?
Right.
So it's like
they want to be with their family, mm-hmm. but like roll their eyes at going to.
Right. So when you're right. married, it's kind of like you need to remember that and check yourself of like,
yep.
okay, well, wait, the things that I feel, the joy that I feel, they feel that same way
right.
about their own traditions and family.
Right.
So.
So hard.
Yeah, it really is. And so that's why. When I have motherfucking kids, I'm making my own
come
tradition.
Come on over if you
to
want.
My house, exactly.
After Christmas morning.
Right. Like, join us at noon.
I'll
for
make cinnamon buns and fucking
exactly.
coffee.
And but, that's it. Yep. And I just, I like.
And I would love that.
Me too. Me too. And I would love if like someday, and I really hope it happens, and it should, you know, once you have kids, it kind of is the way, but I would love just both families to come together.
Right. Exactly.
One thing. Mm-hmm. Like, both sets of grandparents are there and
right.
they're enjoying a holiday.
Like, you be the host.
So that the child that is getting to experience that.
Yes.
That's
agreed.
That's my goal.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm 100% on board with that.
Yeah. Same. So is Josh.
Is Matt yeah. too. He's like, I can't wait till everyone comes to
exactly.
us.
Exactly. yep.
And I wasn't, when he first started saying that, I definitely wasn't 100% feeling that way, but as time has gone on, I don't know if I'm just like
getting old
AF right. or what's going on with me, but like that sounds amazing,
right?
Not that I don't like going everywhere, because I love I feel like I just keep saying it's such a hard thing.
It is.
But I like to, I don't want to say I like to please people, because that's not what I'm trying to say. I like to see people happy from something that I've done.
Yes. Yep.
And I think that hosting like Christmas Day and making food, and I like that would be,
that's like your
really
dream.
Nice. Yeah.
That's like your gift.
And having all of like both of our families there, like right. immediate families.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Come on.
Yep. I agree. Although I would be nervous about it, because I'm like, am I doing enough? Am I being
enough? Yeah, of course.
Am I enough?
Yeah. And usually it's no. And yeah.
But whatever. Cinnamon rolls it is.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Babies. Baby, I have to say one thing that my...
Ow! Yeah, there's no cushion there.
I have to say one thing that when you talked about the bears that your aunt did, mm-hmm. it reminded me of when I was when we were kids, like me and Allie and Melissa and Jesse and Mike. We were like the first section of grandkids,
right?
And so when there was only the five of us, it was easy for my grandma to do this. My grandma and grandpa lived in Kingston, and they would have Christmas Eve at their house, and my grandma would have these big, like, sacks, like, they were stockings, but they were, right, like, stacks, like those sacks. Felt
yes,
sacks.
I know what you're talking about. Yep, yep.
And she would get one for each of us, and she filled them with, like, Pringles, and I would get black olives in mine, because I freaking love black olives. That's and definitely. She just put the most awesome stuff in these sacks, and we'd sit down on their living room floor and open our sacks.
The first time in your whole life that you, like, were happy to see a sack.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I loved that sack. And my grandpa would read,
redid.
I did love that sack. Such a great sack.
Right. Say sack again. Sack.
So, and my grandpa, like wrote his own 'Twas the Night Before Christmas tale.
Oh, my gosh. With, like, little things in it. That's so funny.
And he would read it, and it was so cute.
I love that. Yeah.
Oh. So that was a good memory.
See, like, and those are the traditions I want to make.
Mm-hmm.
Little things like that. But isn't it wild, like, that your little brain, because you have an emotion attached to it, that it's, like, that solid memory. Like,
yep.
I could go back just by smelling something mm-hmm. that reminds me. And it's, like, so, it's so wild how powerful, like, that it sets is. Into your little kid noggin.
And I can see it.
I know.
I can, like, see it plain as day.
Me too.
Sitting there. Like an
out-of-body experience watching
open
the whole sacks.
Thing.
Yep, opening sacks, taking that sack apart, tearing into that mad sack,
reaching into the sack. She's giving us
she's
some
the
eyes right
side
now.
Eye.
Like
she's
if you say that
fun.
One
right,
more
like,
time,
say sack again.
Say sack
one more time.
Irie.
Well, we hope. I would love to hear your holiday traditions and. We hope that some of this, if anything, is just relatable. And it's like, it's all right, dude. Do the best yep. you can and try to fucking set some boundaries. And if you have family that's like super fucking toxic,
don't do it.
That you need to go there.
Yep.
Really and truly. Like, if you hurt a couple feelings, what is more important, honestly?
Yep.
Hating the holiday or doing you, boo?
It's make time for you.
Yes, exactly. Make your own little tradition if you have to, so that you just have one piece of your day that's for you.
Right.
So yeah. We love you, and we hope you have a ballin' Christmas.
Because Thanksgiving's over.
Yep. Thanksgiving's gone. Or whatever
holiday
you celebrate. Yes. Yes. Yep. Enjoy it.
So have fun.
We love you.
A sack like me.
Hope you get a giant sack.
Reach into those sacks.
Okay. Okay, bye.